Shalom, everybody. At the end of Parshas Bealoscha, we hear about the episode of Miriam and Aaron and how they spoke critically against Moshe by belittling his unique stature. And the Torah says in Perek Yudbeis Pasuk Zayin that Hashem tells Miriam and Aaron exactly how unique Moshe is compared to all other Nevi'im. Hashem says that when it comes to other Nevi'im, Hashem speaks to them in a dream. However, in the next pasuk, in pasuk Ches, Hashem says, Lo kein avdi Moshe. It's not true, says Hashem, when it comes to Moshe, my servant. I speak to him mouth to mouth, plainly, not in riddles. And therefore, says Hashem, you should have been more careful about speaking critically, be'avdi b'Moshe, about my servant Moshe. It's interesting that Moshe is called twice avdi Moshe by Hashem. It's quite a beautiful and powerful title to have Hashem call you his servant. It's so special. In fact, it is very rare. The Meshech Chachma, Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, who died in 1926, says, not on these psukim, but a few psukim earlier in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Chavches, that Hashem only calls three people in the entire Torah by the term Avdi, my servant. First, we have Moshe, as we just saw. Hashem calls him Avdi Moshe. Avram is also called Avraham Avdi. In Parshas Toldos, in Sefer Breishis, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Chavdalid, Hashem appears to Yitzchak and promises him that Hashem will bless Yitzchak for the sake of Avraham Avdi. And finally, Hashem also calls Kalev, Kalev Avdi. In next week's Parsha, in Parsha Shlach, in Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Yud Dalid, Pasuk Chaf Dalid, Hashem says that even though the other Meraglim will be punished, Kalev Avdi, Kalev my servant, will be allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. It's amazing that three people, and only these three people, are called Avdi by Hashem. And why is that? Yitzchak is not on that list? Rivka? Yaakov? Leah? Aaron? Yoshua? Why just those three? The Meshech Chachma says that, of course, there are so, so many tzaddikim in the Torah. However, in order to be called Avdi, there is something very specific that you must have. The Meshech Chachma says that these three people, and only these three people, are the only people in the entire Torah who never said to a single human being, Adoni, my master. And they never described themselves to another human as Avdicha, I am your servant. They only wanted to say Adoni and Avdecha to Hashem, not to a human king. Of course, the other tzaddikim we mentioned, Yitzchak, Rivka, etc., they are, of course, major tzaddikim. But this specific title, this specific designation, Avdi, is only for those very few people who reserved Adoni and Avdecha to Hashem and not to a human king. And this idea of never ingratiating yourself to anyone else, even people in positions of power, is very connected to a major, major school of thought in the world of Mussar, that of the Nevardak Yeshiva. Nevardak is a town in today's Belarus, about 145 kilometers west of Minsk, and it was the home of one of the most important and influential yeshivas in Eastern Europe before the Holocaust. That yeshiva, the yeshiva Nevardak, was established in 1896 by the Alter of Nevardak, Rav Yosef Yozel Horowitz, a Talmud of Rav Yisrael Salanter. Eventually, branches of the yeshiva Nevardak opened up all over Eastern Europe. And in these yeshivas, in this philosophy, there was an incredibly intense, one could say extreme, focus on Mussar and self-improvement. They focused on self-negation and on completely eradicating their own desires and their own egos. And this focus and this philosophy included several intense exercises designed to provide students with a certain courage and a certain confidence to not be affected, to not be impacted whatsoever by what people think of them. They used to go into a hardware store, for example, and ask for a loaf of bread. Or they'd go into a grocery store and ask for a hammer, and the storekeeper would ridicule them. They'd mock them. And the students in Nevardak worked and worked to not care what those people thought of them. Or they used to wear old clothing, torn clothing in public, again, to break their pride, to break their vanity, and on, incredible stories. Again, part of this was to radically improve their midos, and part of it was to absolutely not care what people thought of them. They care only about what Hashem thought of them and not some human. And this is very similar to what the Meshech Chachma says about Avdi Moshe. Some people are so caught up in what are the neighbors going to say? Or how's it going to look if I put my tefillin on in the airport? Some people are so concerned with what humans say that they can forget what Hashem will say. I'm not saying we should all become Nevardikers, but the general idea, the general direction of working towards Hashem calling us Avdi is an incredibly lofty goal. Have an amazing day, everyone.